Yes, greetings once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, is He, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And amidst all that's going on right now in this world, amidst all that's taking place and all that we have to deal with as a child of the living God, we continue to press on. We continue to trust the way that God does what He does, because you've got to do that. You've got to trust. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on around us right now that will try to keep you from trusting, try to keep you from believing that God is going to do and carry out and fulfill what He's already spoken in His Word, what He's already put out there for the entire world to see and read for thousands of years. You know, early scriptures and then the continuation, what's been passed down, finally put in writing and printed in the Gutenberg Press, all of that, God just let us know. And He let us know in advance about the times that we would be coming into even now. I mean, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that there is a book that has in it, and it speaks so succinctly to exactly what we're coming into now? I mean, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, if you had to project forward even within your own lifetime, and you just think about when you were a kid, and if you had to say, here's what life is going to be like, or what's going to be going on, or what's going to happen, you know, even 15 years from now, 20 years from now, I mean, this is unfolding on a global scale. And as it's continuing to come out, God is going to be, and is already, being glorified in what is happening and what is taking place, because the light is coming in, the darkness is being exposed, the devil is being revealed, and people are making decision and choice in this time of who you are, what side you're on, which way you're going to go, what is truth that you, and how do you relate to it? Is it the cornerstone on which your house is built, or is it the rock on which, you know, you stumble and you fall and it crushes you to powder? And it, so which is it? But you will relate to it somehow. You will relate to the truth somehow. Either you will bow to the truth and allow it to shape you and to show you and to reveal to you what is what and how things need to be, or you will try to conform the truth into your own image, and in doing so, become and live and be a lie. And once you come into that place of being a lie, it just goes on and on and on. Listen, you've got to be willing to let go of something. And that something is going to be whatever it is that the world is trying to offer you in exchange for your soul, in exchange for your being, in exchange for who you are. Listen, God has all kinds of His own way and His own plan and purpose. And sometimes it does get hard in the natural side of things because we take hits just because of who we are in Christ. No other reason. You will be targeted sometimes just because of who you are in Christ. I mean, some of the stuff I've had to deal with in the last week has been ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But continue to persist. And sometimes, you know what, you've just got to pray. You've just got to bring things before the Lord and ask Him to show you and ask Him to reveal things and ask Him to help you. I know a lot of you guys, sometimes you get down, but you don't ask for help. You have not because you ask not. Ask God for help. You got to. Because he's the only one that can help you in so many of these things that you're in the middle of. He's the only one that can create a way out. He's the only one that can create a way through. He's the only one that knows what's actually going on, much more than you do. And you need Him to intervene on your behalf. Because without Him intervening on your behalf in the circumstances and the situations that you face in this life, you can't do it. You can't be marked by God and marked for God and not have His help and try to expect to navigate through this minefield of life and this craziness of what life is, and you can't expect to do that apart from Him, with all the world seeing the mark and the hand of God on your life, and not have the support and the favor and the blessing and the backup of God and His holy angels in order to navigate through all of this. Don't have a false humility and, oh, I don't want to bother God. No, ask Him. You're his child. He's your father. You know, and the father, when a child asks their father for something, the father is there for them. The father will stop what they're doing and listen to the words of their child, the petition of their child, because they love their child and the child has access. The child has access to the father. You can ask. Ask and you shall receive. You know what? When we pray in 20 on 20, when we get together and we pray like that, we're asking God. And you have seen with your own eyes the responses that God has had to the prayers and the petitions and the consistent petitions of the children of God as we have got together and asked our Father for something. So you've got to ask. As you ask, God will respond. And He's quickening you in it through His Spirit to ask. He wants you to engage on these things. He wants you to be active. He wants to bridge between the spiritual and the natural through you. You know, the enemy tries to keep us from asking. The enemy tries to keep us in a position of substandard life, substandard living, substandard existence. You know, he tries to keep you just stuck in a spot, stuck in a position, stuck in a place where he can just leech off of you like a battery. But somewhere along the way, something inside of you rises up and you know that you were made for more. You know that God called you for more. You need to move in that. I tell you, on a natural level, this whole Epstein thing has bugged me. Because, one, it's par for the course. Two, it just reinforces what we already know. All right? So we've got this veneer on the surface of society that there are laws and there is justice and there is a code of conduct, but when you get down to it, all that goes out the window. When the enemy's got to protect his system, his people, all that is important in their entire kingdom and the natural manifestations thereof, oh my gosh. You know, if it's not that way, they would have who knows what they would have done. Who knows what other excuse they would have done? Would they have, I mean, they have plane crashed just to get one person. They have crashed entire planes. They have burned things, shot things, blown things up. You know, and in this case, one of countless suicides that just happen, you know, right when things are about to bust open, and now you've just got a bunch of files, a bunch of statements. All these people all over the world connected to pedophilia, human trafficking on high levels. Now what? Well, now you and I, we continue to pray. Now you and I continue to pray in Jesus' name, Father God, and the system of human trafficking, Lord, and the system of human slavery. Expose it, reveal it, remove it, and set up your kingdom in Jesus' name. Destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name. Lord God, bring your kingdom and your plan and your purpose on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Listen, keep your eyes on the target. Keep your eyes on the instructions and on what God intended for you and I. God gave us instructions. Eyes on Christ. Be aware but not distracted. Ride the wave. Ride the wave. The enemy has done so many things to try to distract the people of God. Oppression, attacks, you know, cutting into people's health, ripping up people's families. I mean, just the stuff that's been going on. All of that, just what more? You know, can they? They're just looking for whatever it is to get you to stop. To get you to back off. You don't. In Jesus' name, we don't. Not because of us, but because of Him that lives in us and Him that flows through us and the petitioning of God. Jesus Christ showed us that when He was walking on the earth. The Spirit compelled Him to go into the desert. After the baptism of John, when He was baptized by John, led by the Spirit, He went into the desert. That was not self-will. The Spirit of the living God led Him into the desert. The Spirit of the living God led Him to Jerusalem to be crucified. God flows and leads His people. We are His sheep. We hear His voice and we follow Him. Is it hard? Yes. Does it test you to the very core of who you are? Absolutely, and then some. It shakes you to the foundation of who you are. It just roots out. If there's nothing left but Him, Christ in you, the hope of glory. All else gets burned away. All else is broken into 1,000 pieces. Can never be put back together again. God allows His people to be broken, to be shattered, to come to the end of themselves. And in that process, He flows through them. Once you've given up all your thoughts for yourself and your and who you are and all of that, once all that stuff is burned off, and now God says, okay, now I can do something with this one. Now I can flow through this one. Now I can do something with this one. Why? Because it's not you anymore. There's no more self. There's no more self-will. There's no more of you having to prove who you are. Be somebody in the world, right? That's gone. That's gone. That's out the window now. Doesn't matter. Listen, this world is so futile. Futile. 100 years ago, who were the big names? Anybody? 100 years ago. 200 years ago. 300 years ago. Okay, 400. 500 years ago, who were the big names? You don't know. And you might know a little bit of revisionist history here and there. Maybe something comes up. They're forgotten. They're forgotten. And in today's day and age, you have people forgotten before they're even gone. People are being forgotten left, right, and center before they're even gone. They're out. All that the world has and all that the world is and all that the world ever will be is vanity. It is meaningless, meaningless. It's a chasing after the wind. It's an empty, empty promise. There's nothing there. There's nothing there for you. There's nothing there for anybody of any substance. Sure, there's a few creature comforts here and there. Sure, there's a few nice textures and glossy things and things that shine and flash, but it's all empty. I used to swim back in the day. Had some friends that went to the Olympics. One of them, double gold medalist. When I saw him afterwards, they had the gold medals in a plastic sack. Just, you know, because kept taking them in and out of these boxes and just stuck them in a plastic bag. Just showing them. Who knows where those are right now? I think for the awards that I got for the time that I used to swim, I think they're all stuck in some cardboard box somewhere around the world. I don't think they got thrown away, but I haven't seen them for a long time. Nor do I care. Why? Life goes on. All these things that people think are so important and so just in the time, it's like it's just all consuming. But once you get going and once you keep moving, all these things that have time stamped on them, they don't matter anymore. The only thing that matters is in this moment, right now, you, as a child of the living God, are you walking with Christ? Are you found in Him? In Him, do you live and move and have your being? And if so, praise God. If so, right now, in this moment, what do you lack? In this moment, right now, and I am, what do you lack? You lack nothing. God has given you everything that you need. You have it right now. You don't need anything. God has given you what you need. You just need to trust Him. Trust Him. Know that He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. Trust Him. Oh, yeah, but I mean, we are living in turbulent times, that's for sure. Nature is all over the place right now. Some of it is man screwing around, and some of it is things that are beyond the control of man. There's another side of things that are going on where people think that they're controlling. Listen, there's going to be a point where stuff gets out of control from the hands of people. That is on the way. You know, when I go through sometimes and I look at the book of Revelation and you see the early stuff and there's the vile judgments and there's the bold judgments, and the early stuff really looks like man reaping what he's sown. And when you get to the bowls, this is just all of it just coming out. And it's way beyond what people can handle. It's way beyond what people can manipulate. And it's way beyond what it is that anybody had any anticipation for. See, everybody, all these controllers, they all expect certain things to continue on and be consistent. So in their plans to try to, for domination and world control and all that kind of stuff, in all of that, they're expecting certain things to remain consistent and be there. Well, what happens when they're not? What happens when there's something that falls from the sky? What happens when you've got the sun as a variable energy output star and it starts producing levels that you'd never planned for? Energy that you never anticipated. Now what? Oh, you think you're going to go underground? Hide from this stuff? Stored up enough food and water, right? You're going to come back out to what? You know, there's so many thoughts that people have. If they just took them a little bit further, they'd realize how crazy and insane they are. But you know, this is the world that we're in right now. I don't think this is going to be the world that is going to continue on forever, because the world is going to wear out like a garment. And a lot of things are going to change. The shape, the form, the fashion, things are going to shift and change. Now, God is in the middle of doing His work. Right now, it's been a work of the light coming in. What we saw was a wave of light. My gosh, has that not been the case? Continuing on, by the way, continuing to grow, continuing to expose. I mean, you've just recently seen, you know, for whatever, whether it's a body switch or an assassination or, you know, assisted suicide, whatever it is, you've seen people being taken out of play. Well, listen, birth pangs, they're only going to escalate, all right? As they continue, as they escalate, men's hearts will fail them when they see the things coming upon the earth. You're going to have a time where things are just, I mean, already people are being wore out, but it's going to go. And when it goes, listen, you be found on the rock who is Christ. You be solid in who Jesus Christ is. You know in whom you have believed, and you be persuaded that He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. And in doing so, they're going to see that hope of Christ in you, and it's going to shake them to their core. Some will be saved, some will turn and repent, a lot of them will go on and fall apart, and they're not going to make it. But you do the works of Christ, because that is your call. That is your call. That is the reason you're here. You're here as a witness, and you're here to do the things that you see the Father doing, speak the words you hear of the Father. That's what you're called to do. So do it. And in Christ Jesus, God gives you strength and power and amazing, incredible power beyond all that the world has and all that the world knows. You've got the power. With that, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. God bless you. Bye.